If you have asthma or heart disease, you know that the quality of the air you breathe is very important. Airborne particles can have a big impact on human health. That's why researchers at Washington State University are looking into how climate change might affect air quality. Northwest Public Radio's Courtney Flatt has more.
There are more and more pollutants in the air these days.
Dust and smoke, soot from diesel trucks and buses, and it includes small aerosols and particles that are formed through chemistry in the atmosphere.
Brian Lamb is leading research at Washington State University to look at how pollutants will affect air quality as the climate changes. Breathing in pollutants can cause increased respiratory and cardiovascular diseases. And it may be surprising that the greatest damage is done by the very tiniest particles.
Those are small enough that you can breathe them deeply into your lungs. And the very smallest of those particles are so small that they can cross over the membranes in the lung into the bloodstream. We're finding the ultrafine particles affect cardiovascular health. So there's just a wide range of health impacts associated with the particles.
Lamb's team, along with other researchers, will use a new computer model to study climate change data on a more regional level. They want to know more about things that influence air quality throughout the western United States, such as climate change and the rise in wildfires and pollution. The study aims to predict what air quality might look like in 2030 and 2050. Scientists hope this new information will help regional air quality managers as they plan for the future. Courtney Flatt, Northwest Public Radio News, Richland.